This is the world of English in 1910, in the 1900s. Primarily, English was looked upon in two ways. It was either regarded to be British English or American English. And these were then subdivided so that the British English branch here was subdivided into Australian, New Zealand, South African, and UK English. And UK English in its own term was subdivided to English, Scots, Irish, and Northern Irish. And then you have the American English branches, Canadian and US English. And US English was also subdivided. Now, this kind of English doesn't really take... It doesn't do the job enough because it doesn't take into account all the different kinds of English speakers which we have in the world today. However, it probably accurately reflected the English world about 100 years ago. If we now move on